Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yahias.
I understand you'll be speaking about Somalia basketball.
Yahias, we're going to begin in Mogadishu, Somalia's capital. That's where, as we heard earlier during Africa News Tonight, there was a deadly attack at the higher education ministry. At least 18 people were killed and 15 others wounded. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility. Now, the attack comes after reports that young Somali basketball players have been enjoying better security and playing tournaments at night, attracting more fans. Reporter Abdulaziz Billo tells us more from Mogadishu.
At the Wish Stadium in Mogadishu, enthusiastic fans have filled the capital's basketball court to witness a night sporting event, the first in two decades. Before entry, guards frisk all the supporters to assure attendees, basketball players and officials the game will be secure. Most of these young Somalis, born after the collapse of the government two decades ago, have never attended a night sports event. This is something the Somali Basketball Federation says is changing now that the country's security is improving after gains by African Union and Somali forces against Al-Shabaab militants.
Many challenges are facing the country, but security is improving compared to the previous years. Things are changing, and that's why we organized the events to take place at night.
Abdinasir is a photojournalist, but plays basketball for a local Mogadishu team. He says a sport is the best way to unite people, and playing games at night will allow more people to come to the games after work.
I am very happy we play at night. It promotes and encourages security. Young people, me included, come here every evening to watch teams compete instead of wasting time on other irrelevant things. When I come here to watch the games, I feel relaxed and happy that I didn't waste my time on other things.
Basketball is the most popular sport among university and high school students in the capital. While each of the 16 districts in Mogadishu has a basketball court, most of them are in a dilapidated state. Somali Basketball Federation official Mustafa Abdulaziz Mohammed says they are working to change this, and night games will attract more support and allow young Somalis to be more competitive in international tournaments.
It's historic for us because 25 years ago was the last time we witnessed games being played at night. 25 years ago, basketball was played at night, just like it's always played in the other parts of the world. So our players will not have a hard time playing at night when they leave for tournaments abroad.
In another sign of changing attitudes, the women's basketball team is also gaining support, despite threats. This basketball court was named Aden Yebero Wish Stadium in honor of the late Somali Olympic Committee chief Aden Haji Yebero, also known as Wish, who died in a terrorist attack. It's just one more sign that Somalia is turning from violent anarchy, establishing normalcy, and, as the government hopes, creating a safer, prosperous future for its young people. Abdulaziz Billo for VOA News, Mogadishu.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Thanks, Dikembe. And congratulations once again on your recent election to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Dikembe and 10 other basketball standouts will be officially enshrined on Friday, September 11th, in the eastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. Dikembe Mutombo was an 8-time National Basketball Association All-Star, and 4 times he was named the league's Defensive Player of the Year. Meanwhile, the NBA wraps up its 82-game regular season Wednesday night, and the playoffs begin on Saturday. The defending champion San Antonio Spurs are the NBA's hottest club ahead of the playoffs. The Spurs have won 11 games in a row, and they'll finish the regular season Wednesday night with a game against the host New Orleans Pelicans. Now, the Pelicans are in a battle with the Oklahoma City Thunder for the eighth and final playoff berth in the NBA's Western Conference. Both clubs won Monday night. Oklahoma City beat the visiting Portland Trail Blazers 101-90, while New Orleans scored a 100-88 road victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Thunder and the Pelicans have the same record right now, 44 wins and 37 losses. Russell Westbrook scored a game-high 36 points for the Thunder Monday night, and it looks like Westbrook will end the season as the NBA's top scorer. Taking a quick look at a few of the other statistical leaders, DeAndre Jordan of the Los Angeles Clippers is the NBA's leading rebounder at 15 per game. Jordan's teammate on the Clippers, point guard Chris Paul, leads the league in assists at 10.3 per game. And you might say Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs is the NBA's top pirate. Leonard leads the league in steals per game at 2.4.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Who is the world's best football player? That's a question that's subject to debate. Usually the names of Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi crop up. Ronaldo is the reigning FIFA World Player of the Year, while Messi has won the same award four times in recent years. Speaking Tuesday in Shanghai, China, the venue for the Laureus Sports Awards, former Manchester United and France international Eric Cantona had this to say.
Today, the best player in the world, the most exciting player in the world, it's Pastore from Paris Saint-Germain. Why? Because I watch two games just to see Pastore playing, giving passes that... Something, he's got something special. Yeah. Because football is, it's interactive. It's why football is so popular, I think. And Pastore can do things that the other one that doesn't know. And it's interactive, but it does things, it surprises you every time. You know, not only on scoring goals, spectacular goals, everything. Just passing. Passing. Yeah. He's a very creative player. He's the most creative player, I think, in the world today. It's why I think he's the best player in the world, because this kind of player, I love this kind of player.
Well, Eric Cantona loves that kind of player. He's talking about Javier Pastore. Russia's Italian coach, Fabio Capello, who's also in Shanghai, supports other players.
I think Ronaldo is the best player of Real Madrid. He's really, really strong, because... He can shoot. He can score goal with free kicks, headed, and also from long distance. About imagination, I think Neymar got imagination more than Cristiano Ronaldo, but Messi is absolutely the best.
Italian football coach Fabio Capello, who's in charge of Russia's national team. And he was speaking in Shanghai, China, at the Loria Sports Awards. Turning to African athletics, Mark Auma caught up with one of Africa's best young hammer throwers over the weekend. Here's Mark.
Africa junior hammer throw silver medalist Tsepang Makete prevailed with a throw of 74.12 meters at the South Africa Junior Championships in Mangaung over the weekend. He says this is a fitting way to end his years as a junior athlete.
I enjoyed every bit of it. It was very fun. And I also have to thank my coach for being here, to thank the officials for the wonderful job they did, and especially to the other athletes that made the competition very, very enjoyable.
Now, you just came off the Africa Championship. Did it meet your expectation, the silver medal?
We went to the Africa Juniors expecting a gold because the rankings kind of put me on first place. So it was a matter of now going there and show it that I'm worthy of the first place, and things didn't really work out the way we planned it.
Well, you didn't come back empty-handed, which is good. Second best may not have been what you had wanted, but now it's bye-bye to juniors. From now on, you're going to be with the big boys, and it's going to be a heavier hammer throw implement. Are you afraid of competing with the seniors?
I've had a few runs with the seniors. Last year at the SA Seniors in Pretoria, we came back with a silver medal, a personal best of 65.60 meters. It's a bit of experience that I got last year, so this year we're just working on getting it further and seeing where we come up with the seniors this year.
That was South Africa's Tsepang Makete, the Africa Junior Hammer Throw Silver Medalist, speaking in Mangaung, Free State Province in South Africa. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I enjoy reading your comments on both Facebook and Twitter. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes Wu-Hee.